Long ago and far away, in enchanted lands across the seas, lived kings and queens, princes and princesses, good fairies and wicked witches, ferocious giants and gentle dwarfs. Their adventures and stories have been told for hundreds of years. Open the pages and listen to the words, and you too can join the magical world of Once Upon a Time.
Johnny Cake. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Leo, who lived in a big farmhouse with his mother and father. His mother spent all her days baking, and people would come from far and wide to buy her delicious bread and cakes. One morning, Leo's mother made a very special cake that was called a Johnny Cake, and she put it in the oven to bake. "Now you be a good boy and watch that cake while we work in the garden," said Leo's mother. Leo did as he was told and sat patiently by the oven. So, Leo's mother and father went out into the garden. His father hoed the potatoes, and his mother picked them up and put them in a huge basket.
"Burr, burr, black sheep, have you any wool?"
Yes, sir, three bags."
They sang as they worked because they were happy people. And they were looking forward to eating the delicious cake that was being baked in the oven.
"Oh, this is hard work."
But while his mother and father were out working, Leo didn't watch the cake all the time. In fact, he forgot about the cake for a few minutes and started playing with his pet dog.
"Here, boy, come here, come here."
Then, all of a sudden, he heard a noise. Little Leo spun round in his chair and saw the oven door was open and Johnny Cake had jumped out.
"Come back, Johnny Cake!"
shouted Leo. But in a flash, Johnny Cake had rolled right across the kitchen floor and was quickly making its way towards the front door and out of the house. Leo sped to the front door as fast as he could and tried to close it before the cake could escape. But he wasn't quick enough. Johnny Cake had already rolled out of the door and down the path. Leo raced after him, with his little pet dog following behind.
"Come back here, Cake!"
As he was running, he noticed his mother and father in the garden and shouted out to them, "Johnny Cake has escaped from the oven! Stop him, somebody!" And when his mother and father saw what was happening, they left their work and joined in the chase. So the great cake chase was on.
"Come back, Johnny Cake!"
they all cried. But Johnny Cake wasn't going to let them catch him. He didn't want to end up in little slices on a plate.
"If you don't stop rolling, we won't have anything to eat for our tea,"
Leo's father shouted to the cake. But of course, this made Johnny Cake roll faster than ever. And the mischievous cake felt so sure that they wouldn't catch him that it chuckled as it rolled. Past all the houses in the village they ran, but Johnny Cake rolled too fast for all of them. And he'd soon rolled so far that he was out of sight.
"Let's stop and catch our breath,"
said Leo's father. And all three agreed that they could run no more. So they gave up the chase and sat down on the village green to rest for a while.
"Oh, I can't go any further.
Oh, I'm barf too. I'm completely out of breath.
Oh, what a funny cake."
And still Johnny Cake kept rolling. Soon, he came upon two men who were digging a well. And when they saw him, one of them said,
"Where are you going, Johnny Cake?"
"I'm not going anywhere in particular," said Johnny Cake. "But I'm a match for any man who wants to chase me. I've already outrun an old man, an old woman, and a little boy.
And he cried out cheekily to the men,
"Come on, catch me if you can."
"Do you think we let a daft little cake outrun us?"
said one of the diggers. And they both threw down their picks and gave chase.
"Come on, come on, you can't chase me."
But the chuckling cake rolled on at a tremendous pace. And after the two well diggers had run for about a mile, they were both completely out of breath and had to stop at the nearest inn for a jug of ale.
"You're too fast for me. Well, 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 this is thirsty work."
On rolled Johnny Cake, and soon he came across two men who were digging a ditch.
"Where are you going, Johnny Cake?"
said the men.
"I might be going to the ends of the earth,"
said Johnny Cake.
"But if you want to find out, you'll have to catch me first. I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, and two well diggers. Come on, catch me if you can."
So the ditch diggers took up Johnny Cake's invitation, put down their spades, and gave chase. But Johnny Cake had soon rolled far into the distance, and they'd run so fast and were so exhausted that they knew they'd never catch up with him. So, puffing and panting, they sat down on the nearest tree stump and had a rest.
"Oh, no, I shall ditch this idea. He's too fast for me."
But Johnny Cake didn't need a rest. On and on he rolled. He felt that he could roll forever.
It's time to turn over to side two.
Soon he rolled into the forest, and there he met a bear. The bear was surprised to see a cake travelling at such speed, and he called out to him,
"Where are you going, Johnny Cake?"
"I might be travelling to the moon, but if you want to find out, you'll have to catch me first. I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, two well diggers, and two ditch diggers, and I can outrun you too. Come on, catch me if you can."
was Johnny Cake's reply.
"You're no match for a bear like me,"
said the bear. So the bear started running after Johnny Cake. But he was a big bear, and he was so fat that he could hardly run. And Johnny Cake was so far ahead that the bear might just as well have given up there and then. The bear didn't want to give up the chase, though, because the idea of a tasty cake for his tea was too much to resist. So he kept on running. But Johnny Cake rolled at such a pace that the bear was soon lagging far behind.
"Oh, work can barely go no more than that. Poor dear."
Johnny Cake kept taunting him.
"Come on, you can catch me,"
he said.
"Just run a bit faster."
But the poor old bear was too exhausted to even reply. The bear ran as far as he possibly could, but eventually he had to give up the chase. So he stretched himself out and went to sleep by the roadside. He couldn't run any more. Johnny Cake had beaten him. But Johnny Cake certainly wasn't beaten yet. He rolled through the woods, still keeping up the same fast pace that he'd had when the chase had begun. Eventually, Johnny Cake came across a fierce-looking wolf.
"Where are you going, Johnny Cake?"
said the wolf.
"I could be going to the sun,"
said Johnny Cake.
"But if you really want to find out, you'll have to catch me first. I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, two well diggers, two ditch diggers, and a bear. And I can outrun you too. Come on, catch me if you can."
"You think you can outrun me?" You honestly think a wolf like me won't be able to catch you? Said the wolf. Well, we'll soon see about that.
So the hungry wolf chased after Johnny Cake, who kept rolling so fast that the wolf, in his heart of hearts, knew that he would never overtake him. In the end, the wolf gave up and lay down at the roadside for a rest.
Who cares? I wasn't hungry at all.
And still Johnny Cake kept on rolling. Soon he came across a sneaky-looking fox who was sitting by a fence. The fox cried out,
Where are you going, Johnny Cake?
This was Johnny Cake's reply.
Mind your own business. If you want to find out, you'll have to catch me first. I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, two well diggers, two ditch diggers, a bear, and a wolf! I can outrun you, too. Come on, catch me if you can.
But the fox was a crafty old fox, and he looked at Johnny Cake and said,
I'm a little deaf, Johnny Cake, and can't quite hear you. Come a little closer and repeat what you just said.
At last, Johnny Cake stopped rolling. He went a little closer to the fox and shouted out at the top of his voice,
I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, two well diggers, two ditch diggers, a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too. Come on, catch me if you can.
And although the crafty fox had heard Johnny Cake's taunts perfectly well, he pretended that he hadn't.
I still can't quite hear you, said the fox to the cake. Can't you come just a little closer?
Johnny Cake rolled closer, and looking straight at the fox, he screamed,
I've outrun an old man, an old woman, a little boy, two well diggers, two ditch diggers, a bear and a wolf, and I could outrun you too. Come on! Catch me if you can!
Just as Johnny Cake had finished shouting out these words, the fox snapped up the cake in his sharp teeth. And that was the end of Johnny Cake.
Thank you.